This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Why don't you go participate in the democratic process already? The Junkies Poll of the Day, presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Who will the Commanders draft tonight with the number two pick? You got four options: Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, or Michael Penix Jr.
Those were the top golf guys, the four guys that showed up.
Yep. That was the grouping.
Real quick, Nationals lost to the Dodgers yesterday, and I looked at the box score. Mm-hmm. And what I looked at was Ohtani's numbers.
All right.
Because there was some talk, all this gambling controversy, he's going to be distracted. And he did start off slow. Remember, he started off a little slow. Betts was the guy who started off super hot. Ohtani's hitting 371.
Well, Betts had four hits last night, too.
He's in 365.
Yeah, it's a crazy good lineup, and pounded out 20 hits last night.
What was the final score? As I watched, actually, a decent amount of it.
11-2.
Ohtani had three doubles.
Yeah, he was killing the ball. And he hit a 456-foot homer the night before. So
the other thing, I know we're not going to have time to talk about it, but I want to hear from you golf nerds just real quick. What do you make? They gave Tiger $100 million. They gave Rory $50 million. I don't know who else. They gave Spieth $30 million.
It's kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think it's embarrassing.
They're trying to outlive Liv. Is what they're doing.
They have to do it to keep these guys.
Yeah, that's how they're doing it.
It pales in comparison to what Liv will give, but at least it's a token, because these guys all felt betrayed, right? Because they said they weren't going to merge with them, and now it looks like they're probably end up merging. All these they passed up all this money. It's a little good faith gesture.
That's why Monahan went out and got the $3 billion, because half of that was going to go to the players.
I think $750 million is what they've said. And so some is actually going to retired guys. So I don't know which retired guys that is.
I don't know.
Jordan Spieth's getting $30
million. I don't know four guys who've been more loyal to their company than these four guys. I mean, if Odyssey wants to ship us some extra chips.
That'd be
didn't
great.
I get something? I
mean, they need extra chips.
Did you get something? Didn't we get something for like our 20 years? Like, we got a catalog. Yes. Uh-huh. I think I ordered the world's worst female golf clubs that my wife has.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have, EB, a 5-iron. It says 4/5 on the club. It's at Nubs. They gave you like 6 clubs. The bag is the cheapest thing you've ever seen. That's what we got.
Yeah. Do you remember what you ordered? I don't remember. Did you get like binoculars or something?
Right.
Was that for CBS or was that?
I think
that
was back when we were with CBS Radio.
They gave us a catalog.
It was like, congratulations, 20 years. Yeah. Here's a terrible catalog of products that you can choose from.
I remember we got like a little like a glass.
Like a plaque you can put on your desk at home. Yeah. Like, 20 years of service. John Allville.
Right. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to regale us with EP stories, Mr. Bickle?
I'll try.
It is time for the entertainment page. And of course, it's sponsored.
Oh, sorry.
Sponsored.
It always catches him by surprise.
I've been doing the show for 28 years, and we haven't often had a sponsor for EP that I have to specifically me read. Usually I let you guys do all the reads. But this is my guy.
Yeah, you're getting used to it.
Yeah.
Mikey Walker.
The entertainment page says, driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. How great is that? 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com.
Just a quick entertainment nugget I want to ask Cakes, because I saw he tweeted about it. Is Baby Reindeer on Netflix good?
It's pretty good. Now, let me just say this. It's dark and disturbing. Mm. It's not for
it's
everybody.
It's number one.
But it is.
Are the British accents super thick?
I mean, they're thick, but they're Brits.
Yeah.
You just turn on closed caption, you know, the caption, which okay. I do for everything outside of sports anyway.
Baby Reindeer. Number one in TV shows
today. It's a good watch, but it's not light and fluffy content.
Yeah. Well, like it's about a stalker.
Yeah, it's about a stalker.
And she's not a looker.
No, she's not.
Is this her?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a watch, but I'm telling you, it's disturbing.
She stalks. Does she stalk this bartender that she's talking to?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, this is
would I like it?
You would like it.
All right.
I think
maybe
you
I'll
would.
Give it a shot.
This is entertainment related. I started my free trial yesterday of Fubo TV.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to donk off my cable and my YouTube TV.
Both? Wow, look
yeah,
at you.
Because this has the mass in. It has everything.
How much?
The one I want, but the 4K, cover $89.
Mm. Nice.
So I'm going to donk off my cable and my YouTube TV, and I think I'm going to be a net winner.
I think that's definitely a smart move.
Now, the only thing is, it takes a little long to connect to each channel. It takes, maybe 3 or 4 seconds.
Okay.
You know, because it's
some
a
lag
stream.
Time, yeah.
There's a little bit of a lag.
Yeah.
I could see that being annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it works out great. I got it on my phone. I did it on my, streaming it on my smart TVs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's not to love?
I mean, give me your review once you've had it for a month.
Yeah.
I might be intrigued.
So it's the YouTube TV competitor, basically.
One of them, yeah. There's a bunch of them out there. But this one actually has Masson and Monumental.
And YouTube doesn't have all that.
Right. I don't know what the dispute
YouTube
is.
YouTube has Monumental, doesn't have Masson.
Correct.
Okay.
Masson's a little more difficult to find. Although
I'm not sure about Sling
now,
TV. What does that have?
I haven't tried that.
Couldn't
somebody said
you.
Now that DirecTV has a stream option. You don't even need the dumb dish anymore. You just buy the stream package. And they also have Masson.
I mean, is anybody putting a big dish on top of their house?
No, the great thing about that is if that's true.
Right.
The number one reason why I got rid of DirecTV, number one reason. It's because literally it's sprinkle and I would lose the signal.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. I'm guessing if you have the stream option.
That doesn't happen. Yeah.
Right? If you get a little snow on your dish or
it shouldn't matter.
I gotta be honest, I never really have disruption
that issue?
With unless it's a really bad snowstorm, which we never get anymore, but I paid way too much for it.
Dude, you should just do the stream.
I know.
Are you cable?
Direct.
He's a direct.
Still
a direct
TV.
Guy.
They're beaming it right to that big ass satellite dish.
Three bills a month.
The only thing I don't like about Fubo is they don't have numbers. And I'm a memorize the numbers guy.
Yeah.
And my remote doesn't
I'm
have.
I'm out of that game. I've been out of that game for a while.
I am, but like with DirecTV, like I probably still know all the numbers. You know what I mean?
So how do you change channels there?
I got to go to the guide and I got to, you know what I'm saying? It's a little more.
Yeah, you doom scroll through the guide.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a speaker thingy, a mic on my, this remote.
YouTube TV.
So it's a pain in
the
ass.
What I like is if you go to home on YouTube TV, they know the channels you go to. So it'll have boxes and it'll say what shows right there.
They know the ones that you tend to look at. Yeah. They organize it. All right, this is gross. Christina Applegate, she's getting very.
Does she have MS?
Yeah.
She's got MS. She's getting very graphic, and, you feel horrible for her, right? She's dealing with multiple sclerosis. I guess she shared in a recent podcast that not only is she dealing with multiple sclerosis, she woke up at 3 in the morning and there was just a mess in her pants. She didn't know what happened. She didn't know if it was the MS. Turns out. That she suffered from sapovirus. You know what that is?
I don't.
You know what that is?
Warren Sapp virus? I don't know.
Sapovirus? I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly. I think that's when you get fecal matter in your food.
Ooh.
Dude, there have been some horrifying stories. So that's obviously as gross as you can imagine. There have been horrifying stories on the Daily Mail lately of like a girl that didn't heat her soup up well enough and she got... basically went sepsis and died.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, got some horrible, there's been like two or three stories of people eating like bad food and dying.
Mm.
Glad I
heated. I don't know what there's obviously some message there. I don't know what's
Hopefully
going on.
Hopefully I heated my wonton soup up enough yesterday. I don't want to get sepsis and miss the draft. After all this draft talk, the draft. Oh, God forbid. At least if I'm in the hospital bed, I would say put the NFL draft on through my ventilator.
Can't you, by the way, can't you set up most smart TVs to your Alexa? I think you can.
I don't know. My Alexa is
underutilized.
Yeah. How about never utilized?
Well, it's listening to everything you do. Well, it's plugged in.
Even when it's unplugged?
Oh, it's unplugged. It's not.
I don't think it's listening. If there's no power. Now, if they've found a way for it to listen when the power cord isn't plugged in, then they're, you know, they're way ahead of the game.
Right. Anne Hathaway recently had an audition, and she did an interview with V Magazine, and she said she felt gross. You know why, Cakes? Why did Anne Hathaway feel gross at her audition?
Casting couch?
Kind of. She had to make out with 10 different guys during the audition.
Who was running that audition?
Well, I mean, if it's like a romance thing or
that producer's kind of horny.
Yeah, that guy's horned up.
Dude, I've been down all these rabbit holes about, I mean, Hollywood is despicable. I don't care what anybody says. There are some directors that literally had beds in their office.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about casting couch. It was a casting bed.
Right.
Like, you want this role?
You want this job? Hop into bed with me.
Hop in this. We're hitting the skinnies. And then you can have the role. I mean, Hollywood literally is despicable.
Yeah, but I'll watch their content. I'll give me the content. Give me a blah, 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 blah. I'm going to digest it. They can be as despicable as they want. Whatever wormhole you're down. Give me more of the content. Baby reindeer? Yes, please.
That's not from Hollywood, I'm guessing.
Well, wherever it's coming from.
British Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is British Hollywood?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
This is a hilarious quote from Billie Eilish. I'm glad you put this in here, Valdez.
I wish you were doing a Billie Idol story, but I understand why you're not.
Billie Eilish says she has an enormous, enormous part of her life that's a huge, huge help for her. She should have a PhD in it. What is she talking about, Kate?
Jugs.
No. Hooking herself.
I did that for Valdez.
Self-pleasure.
Oh, really?
She and Valdez have something in common.
Yeah, that's the ultimate in projection.
Enormous, enormous part of my life. It's a huge, huge help for me. I should have a PhD in blank. And JP kind of said it.
How does it help her? She calms her down.
It's an enormous part of my life. I can't stress it enough. As someone with extreme body issues and dysmorphia, is that how you said it?
Yeah.
That I've had my entire life. Remember, that's why she would wear all those baggy clothes all the time.
Yeah.
And then she took off the baggy clothes, and then you saw she had these enormous jugs.
Yeah, she has mountains on her chest.
Right.
See, that's why she's got dysmorphia.
Did you read? Do you know what she does when she hooks herself?
I don't.
It's kind of hot.
Listens to the junks on Odyssey on the podcast.
Yeah, you get her going.
Your zings are aphrodisiac. Yeah.
Did you read the last line of this article, by the way?
It's a hot article. It's almost like literotica.
Is it hotter than what Drab was eavesdropping on the plane? There.
But apparently she hooks herself in front of a mirror and watches herself.
Interesting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I would never do that.
Eric's going to try that.
She also said,
"Never ever."
Did you hear what she said about?
Yes, yeah, I mean, I've been in love with girls for my whole life. Yeah, but I just didn't understand until last year. I realized I wanted my face in a blank. Well, you can just guess.
Yeah. I thought you were going to throw that out
there. Her
brother
was probably a little uncomfortable reading that article.
Does she still record with him? Is that like her partner?
Every time I've ever seen her, her brother is on her hip.
He gets very uncomfortable.
Maybe it's like Angelina Jolie situation. When she's like making out with her brother.
Is he just riding all the coattails?
He's got to be.
I mean, he's the ultimate coattail rider.
That's why
right?
Drab's, that's his favorite artist.
He's definitely the Nubs Eilish.
Yeah. Kanye has a new business venture, Cakes. You won't guess this one.
I mean, I would need a hint. I can only imagine
JP,
what his next business
probably
venture
guess this.
Is.
What's Kanye's next business venture? Kanye, the guy with the Yeezys and the... What other business
ventures?
Well,
Adidas definitely ceased their relationship with him.
Right, but I think they got back together to unload the $1 billion worth of merch.
Oh, they did.
They have a ton of merch.
His new business... He's into car washes.
No, we should all be into car washes.
Everybody loves a clean car.
Everybody loves a clean car.
Give me a hint as to what his new business venture is.
You're big into it.
Poker?
Porn.
Oh, yeah. Another projection. Biggest projector ever, right here.
Kanye is reportedly thinking about starting his own porn studio called, you guessed it, Yeezy Porn. And supposedly he's working with... Mike Moz. Do you know who Mike Moz is?
Yeah, he's right behind us.
Yeah, he's wearing a commander.
He cuts up videos for YouTube.
No, he happens to be the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels.
Mm. Okay.
I think we had that,
that
dude
the guy
in studio.
Here? Maybe.
But she definitely came in here with some dude.
No, that was like her gay friend.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't
her husband. If you remember.
It was a really weird guy.
As her gay
How
friend.
How does Mike Moz spell his name?
M-O-Z.
Like mozzarella, silly, short for mozzarella. All right, when we come back, we will talk some Capitals playoff hockey. We'll be joined by Devin Dubnyk from NHL Network. We'll be joined by him next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.